Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
He actually played his first minutes last weekend. I think it was a Friday night, Brian, but he played like 10 minutes at the end of the game. And he was spoken to by reporters afterwards about a possible move. And he said, let's see what happens.
That was Christian. Christian Falk was talking to him because we were standing side by side, and Ryan was coming out of the locker room, and we were talking, who is going to try to talk to him? And it was Christian, and that was the sentence he said to Christian. He normally doesn't like to speak too much, especially in, so Ryan doesn't want to speak too much in that kind of situation. In that kind of situation, but he told him that sentence, and it's like step by step, and we talked a lot about Gravenberg, and maybe we're now just short behind the finish line, so to say.
Yeah, absolutely. Was it interesting the fact that he could have said, I'm quite happy, he could have said, I'm willing to sort of try and fight for my place or something like that, but he chose not to. Was it quite telling, and was it quite obvious then that he was still looking to find a way out if possible?
It has been obvious for the last weeks and months, to be honest. And you can see that Thomas Tuchel is no fan of him and his style. And I mean, he was mentioning when we were in Asia at the Asia Tour that he has got four central midfielders, but no holding six. And now after the Asia Tour, he was saying we got three central midfielders, and not considering Ryan Gravenberg as a central midfielder, but an offensive player. Mm. And I mean, okay, he's no number six, he's no holding six, but he's a number eight. It's very clear he's a box-to-box player. But Tuchel left him out and said, no, he's just in the competition with Musiala and Müller, and that's not what Gravenberg is, in my opinion.
No, I agree. And when you are behind Musiala and Thomas Muller in terms of pecking order, that's a very difficult place to be, because Thomas Muller, I mean, we all know what Thomas Muller's all about. He's been around for years doing it season in, season out. And we've spoken before about Musiala. I think he's a brilliant talent. I really do. So to be behind those two isn't a nice place. Despite Gavin Birch being very good and very talented, that's not great. You're not going to get a lot of football there. You mentioned a moment ago, obviously, Thomas Tuchel sounds like he's already forgotten about Ryan Gravenberch, essentially. Obviously, there's this Paulinho thing going on, the Fulham, the Bayern Munich angle. If, for example, we're only, you know, just over 24 hours away from the deadline now, let's say Bayern Munich don't sign João Paulinho because Fulham don't find the replacement, does Ryan Gravenberch just stay at Bayern Munich then and just not play football for the next 6 months until January? Is there a world whereby Liverpool sign Gravenberch despite what happens at Bayern, or will they just say, no, we're going to keep you?
If the João Paulinho topic will not be solved, I guess Bayern is trying Scott McTominay to get another number. To be honest, I don't know if he is a number six, but to get another midfielder that Gravenberg can leave. So the first choice is, of course, João Paulinho. Mm-hmm. If this does not happen, then they are trying to get another midfielder that this Gravenberg case, that there is a solution for that, because we know about Pavard and that it would have not been a good idea to keep him because he's so clear in his mind, and it's almost the same with Ryan Gramberg. And to keep him at Bayern, knowing that he only wants to leave, does not mean the best thing for the climate in the locker room, I guess.
No, I agree with you, yeah, and that it does feel like it would be in the best interest of all parties to find a way of getting him out of the club. And listen, from a Liverpool perspective, I'm really excited about it. We've spoken a lot. I do like him as a player. I think there's a real talent there. And just to finish then, I suppose, Toby, before we move on, like, do you think he'll be a success at Liverpool? Because there hasn't been any signs of like a bad attitude necessarily at Bayern Munich. This isn't what's caused that. We spoke about Sadio Mane recently, and you described it as like one of the worst transfers Bayern Munich have ever done because of the way it turned out. Ryan Gravenberch doesn't feel like that to me. It just feels like it hasn't worked. He hasn't got enough football. Obviously, Nagelsmann signs him, or Salihamidzic signs him, and then he moves on midway through the season. Salihamidzic isn't there now. It just feels like it just hasn't worked, and Liverpool could benefit from that. Is that about right?
It was always the same with him. It was like a promise, but there was no way that he can show what he's able to do because he didn't get that much time. On the other hand, okay, it was Nagelsmann and Tuchel, and both said he's not on the level that we can put him into our starting 11. That means something, but I know from Jürgen Klopp that he has got his ideas with him. And as I mentioned before, for Liverpool, it's not the big, big, big deal, but it's a deal with potential. And maybe Klopp is the magician who can like make him play and to bring him on that level. I think it's possible, but you have to work with him and let him play.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And just finally, before I do actually let you go, if you had to give a percentage on this deal happening, sort of the chances of it being a thing, Gravenberch to Liverpool, this is, knowing what you know about Paulinho and Fulham and what Bayern Munich are trying to do, would you say it's quite likely right now?
I would say 85 to 90%. Yes.
We'll take that. We'll definitely take that. I like those odds, Toby.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset. And we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.